Chapter 5. That night at the hotel, when Ricky was in bed, he heard somebody outside the window. Then he heard a loud noise in his room. He jumped from the bed and went quickly to the window. The window was open. Ricky saw a big stone on the floor near the window. There was a note around the stone. Ricky looked out of the window, but there was nobody in the street. It was very dark.
Who's there?
Nobody answered. Ricky took the stone and read the note. The note said,
"Don't go to White Mountain. Don't stay in Greenview. Go home now. Don't talk to the police. I won't tell you again."
Ricky went to Sandy's room and showed the note to his sister. Sandy read the note.
"What are we going to do?"
"Now I really want to climb White Mountain. I want to see what's at the top."
"Good idea," said Sandy. "Somebody in the village wants to scare us. Why can't we climb White Mountain? What's the light at the top of the mountain? Now I want to know the secret of White Mountain. I'm a little scared, but I want to climb the mountain."
"Okay, but Janet and Peter have to work in the hotel tomorrow,"
Ricky said.
"They can't come with us."
"Let's go alone. I know it's dangerous, but we're good climbers,"
said Sandy.
"We'll see what's at the top of White Mountain. We can tell Janet and Peter when we come back."